This is CBS News.
Rolling blackouts could almost be here. Good afternoon, 503, 108 degrees, the temperature at DFW Airport this afternoon. That is another new record. A complete outlook on the way at 508 as part of KRLD Traffic and Weather Together on the 8th. Thanks for joining us, and happy Thursday. With Bonnie Petrie, I'm Will Starrett.
It is our top story. After another day of triple-digit heat, ERCOT enacts a Stage 2 warning, meaning rolling blackouts could be on the horizon. KRLD's Austin York says we're now in the peak hour for electric usage.
Rourke with ERCOT says we are closer than we were yesterday to the blackouts, but hopes that triggering level two will help.
We can drop interruptible loads. Those are large customers that are paid to be dropped in an emergency situation, and that frees up extra capacity once we drop that load.
She says if that doesn't work, expect to see what she calls rotating outages, which have never been called for during the summer before. Rourke says it's hard to predict when we will hit stage three, but there is a high probability that the blackouts will be implemented. She says conservation is a must. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Mourners paid final respects today to Prestonwood Christian Academy coach and teacher Wade McClain. He died of heat and a heart condition this week.
Well, if you're looking for some answers,
hundreds remembered Wade McClain as a family man and uplifting teacher and coach who held tightly to his religious values. His son, Rodney McClain, read from a book his father was writing, recalling how he had nearly died years earlier and felt he had spent time in heaven before returning to a hospital bed with a nurse at his side.
I also asked him how long it had been since I had medicine for the pain. I thought that maybe the medicine caused what I experienced. He said, "Whatever happened to me was not because of any medicine that I had taken." He said, "I hadn't taken anything for over 8 hours.
I got a helmet on my head, in my hand up, sword and shield."
The football team concluded the service singing their team song. In Plano, L.P. Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 5:05 on News Radio 1080 KRLD, and 35,000 people turned out at Fair Park for the mayor's back-to-school fair, and Dallas Fire Rescue says despite the incredible heat, they only treated two people for heat-related issues. Another seven people had to be treated for other medical problems. Folks stood in line in the heat for hours to get free school supplies and medical checkups. Mayor Mike Rawling says there is great need.
80% of Dallas Independent School District's folks are in free lunch program. And so these are the folks that we want to make sure they're healthy and they've got the school supplies they need.
Listen to this. Parents started lining up for these services at 3 this morning, waiting hours in the early morning heat for the doors to open at 8 a.m. Now, there were cooling stations and volunteers handed out water.
The Lubbock YWCA fires two camp counselors after a boy was forgotten outside on an afternoon when it was above 100 degrees. A mother arrived at the camp Tuesday afternoon to pick up her son, but staffers couldn't find him. He was later located outside sleeping under a tree. Officials said the two staffers failed to do a mandatory headcount as campers were moved from a playground to a gym, and so that's why they left the payroll.
Okay, we're now in the most severe drought Texas has ever faced, and forecasters say it's only likely to get worse.
Blame the apparent return of La Nina.
More often than not, when we have La Nina conditions existing in the Central Pacific Ocean there along the equator, we in North Texas tend to have drier than normal weather during the fall, winter, and springtime.
Victor Murphy with the National Weather Service says we had a La Nina last winter and the odds of a repeat are pretty good. In fact, we had multiple La Ninas back in the 1950s during that terrible drought. He also thinks we've got a great shot at breaking the 1980 record of 42 days of triple-digit heat. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, the drought is having a huge impact on farmers here in Texas, as well as the food they grow.
We're hopeful that other regions of the country will have bumper crops to offset our losses.
Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples says farmers are suffering billions of dollars in losses, and he says both the cotton and corn crops are just devastated.
Okay, the day was ugly on Wall Street. The Dow dropped more than 500 points. SMU economist Mike Davis says he is concerned about tomorrow's jobless numbers. He says putting more people to work is the only way the economy is going to improve.
The government's track record in creating jobs is, shall we be charitable, horrible. You know, we've spent lots and lots of money. I mean, think about all the stimulus money, the cash for clunkers and every other idea that's come along. And it really hasn't added much to jobs.
He says we're not recovering from this recession, and a lot of it's political. And he says there's real concern that the government isn't getting its act together. Of course, we'll have more on today's developments on Wall Street for you coming up with business analyst David Johnson at 525 right here on KRLD.
Straight ahead.
I'm Chuck Schechter. They put their own lives in danger and now talk about the rescue of a man from a 700-foot tower.
Traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
508 and Rob Sibley has a new wreck on 35.
Northbound side of 35 as you're coming out of downtown. Right there at Commerce, right lane is blocked, and that's why traffic is slow back beyond I-30. We're also seeing a little bit of a delay on that westbound side of I-30 as you head through the downtown Dallas Canyon. Now, on the southbound side of I-35, not because of this wreck, just because traffic was already slow this afternoon. We're seeing delays that start just past Wycliffe, all the way down past Woodall Rogers, and LBJ is still heavy and slow on that eastbound side. Now, this is because of that ongoing HOV lane construction. That starts just past the tollway and remains heavy and slow all the way over 275.
George Bush Turnpike eastbound running slow at Coit. That's where you start to see the brake taps, and that continues on over to 75 northbound. You're not going to see relief until you get up past Legacy. Mike Gould is flying over the North Freeway.
35W, the northbound direction, heavy now. From North Side Drive, this extends just past the loop out near Western Center Boulevard, and then you'll get a little bit of a break as you move towards 287. On the southbound side of 35W, same story. We're finding that really from Meacham Boulevard all the way down to right near the 280 overhead is very heavy stop-and-go traffic. It will break apart after that point as you make transition down onto the South Freeway.
This update is brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, stock up on your basics just in time for back to school. Right now at JCPenney, save on all men's jockey underwear and gold toe socks. Right now's the best time to get your favorite jockey fits and gold toe styles. Go to JCPenney today or shop jcp.com. JCPenney. With traffic and weather together on the 8th, next report at 518. I'm Julie Mack on your traffic leader, KRLD.
34 days in a row, that's where we stand now. I'm CBS 11 Chief Meteorologist Larry Mowry. That's the number of 100-degree days we've seen in a row here in North Texas, and tomorrow will be day number 35. 42 is the all-time longest streak of triple-digit weather. That occurred back in 1980, and it's certainly possible we could get there by next Friday. Tonight, we're down to 85. Tomorrow, a high of 108, 107 on Saturday, and 105 on Sunday. Temperatures stay in the triple digits through next week, with just a small chance of rain coming our way next Thursday.
And right now, 108 degrees. We broke the record that was set oh so long ago in 1951. 60-year-old temperature record. It was 107. And today, 108 degrees. And the news brought to you by Advanced Foundation Repair.
In a hurry to get home? We have more traffic reports than any other radio station in North Texas. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s, all day. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Your retirement accounts are about to be ravaged by inflation. The U.S. dollar has devalued nearly 40% since 2001, and now billions of American paper dollars are spinning off the Federal Reserve presses. Protect your retirement savings now by rolling over your existing IRA, 401k, or other qualified plan into physical gold or silver from Regal Assets. Did you know that the United States has already reached its debt limit? If action isn't taken in August, the U.S. could face its first financial default in history, which could cause precious metal prices to soar. Experts are now predicting the price of silver to rise to $200 an ounce and gold to $5,000 an ounce. Don't wait. Call Regal Assets now, your trusted precious metals specialist with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, to receive your free Regal Assets Gold Investment Kit at 800-920-8130. That's 800-920-8130. 800-920-8130.
512 now at KRLD with Bonnie Petrie. I'm Will Sterrett. We're live from the DriverSelect.com News Center.
I'm Church. They put their own lives.
On the 1080 Pump Watch today, average gas price in North Texas down 2 cents, $3.63 a gallon. Diesel average $3.86, and oil really took a skid today, $86.63 a barrel. Check out gas prices around you anytime at CBSDFW.com. Click links and numbers.
At 5:12 on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Elsewhere today, we've hit the peak hour of the day for electricity usage in Texas. State officials are asking everyone to conserve. Terry Hadley with the Public Utility Commission says even small steps can make a big difference.
If you're in an office, even if your building doesn't have a conservation plan, if you have some outside light coming in and you can do your work with the lights off, do that. Every little bit helps, and that will lessen the load.
We've not seen any rolling blackouts yet, but officials say they are a possibility. And we do have the latest on this developing story for you throughout your drive home right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Firefighters who rescued a worker from a communication tower 700 feet up talk about how they managed to get him down.
Temperatures were over 100 degrees yesterday when the firefighters had to climb that tower. Dallas Fowler was the first to reach the man, overcome by heat.
I tried to get him some fluids, gave him some water. That's about it. Just calmed him, kept him calm.
Those firefighters put their own lives in danger climbing the tower. Firefighter Bill Buchanan made the climb. Even though he's an avid rock climber, he's 56 years old.
About three quarters of the way up, you start cramping up a little bit because of all the heat exhaustion and dehydration and stuff. Just kept on going.
The lengthy and dramatic rescue paid off as they got the man to the ground. He's in the hospital. Burleson Mayor Ken Shetter says he's proud of the rescuers.
It's one of a thousand things they're trained to do, and to do it that well is really impressive.
Chuck Schechter, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're headed to San Antonio with the Cowboys and Roger Emmerich next.